It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 43. We're going to begin reading in verse 13. Genesis 43, verse 13. We're going to read to the end of the chapter. So please open your Bibles and be prepared for that because it's going to be a beautiful study today. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Beginning now to read with Genesis chapter 43, verse 13. Take also your brother and arise and go again to the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. When Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, "Bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon." And the men did as Joseph bade, and the men brought the men unto Joseph's house. The men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, "Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses?" And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, "O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came in the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, my money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks." And he said, "Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God, the God of your father, hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." And he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man brought the men unto Joseph's house, and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender, and they made ready the present against Joseph, came out at noon. Let me begin at verse 25. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand unto the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, "Is your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive?" And they answered, "Thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom ye spake unto me?" And he said, "God be gracious unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went down and refrained himself and said, "Set on bread." And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians which did eat with them by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptian. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men marveled one at another. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times as much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. Now we're going to end with the end of that chapter. Now let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and read this wonderful word that you have given to us, your word, your living word. Help us to understand that it is true. It is your truth. It's your word from cover to cover, the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. Please help us, Lord, as we will look to your word today to learn what we need to learn from you. Each and every time we open up your word, we see clearly and perfectly the Lord Jesus. So please that you will show us today your way and will, and show those that are lost to your Son, the Lord Jesus. Show us that are saved, that we may see you ever so clearly and walk with you and desire to do your way and will. Now please guide and lead us today and prepare our hearts to learn from you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, we've gotten quite a story going on here, haven't we? Got a truth going on here. And as we find that Joseph has sent the men back home and back to their father, and so the nine brothers, because if you'll remember, one stayed, and that would be Simeon, stayed with Joseph, was bound in prison, and I'm sure he was well taken care of. But he was kept there as the other nine go home. Now let's account for him. There are 12 sons. Joseph, as they said, was not, but actually this is Joseph here in Egypt, and they're going to learn this very quickly. So there's one. And then we have one still at home, if you'll remember. That's Benjamin. And then there was 10 sons that came down, and then Simeon stayed of those. And so 9 went back. And so now we have Benjamin at home and the 9 sons at home. Simeon and Joseph are still remaining in Egypt. Well, we find that they have run out of money again. Not out of money. They've run out of food again. And as we are reading in the scripture, we find that we're 2 years into the famine. That's all the longer we're into the famine. So we have 5 more years to go. And with that coming, there's just, without the dependence upon Joseph and Egypt here, why Jacob and his sons would perish. All of their livestock, everything would be gone if it wouldn't be for Joseph here. Well, the period of time has come. They're out of food. And chapter 43, verse 1, the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said to them, go again, buy us a little food. Well, that's a fine request, but you see, the 9 remaining sons know they can't go back without Benjamin. Jacob is not going to let Benjamin go, because he is the youngest son, he is the only brother of Joseph, and also we know that it was out of his love of his life is where these two boys were born through. And so now that we look at what the result is here, and we have a problem, because they don't want to let them go, and Jacob doesn't want to let Benjamin go, doesn't really care about the other 9, it doesn't seem like. And so now we find that, as we just kind of review here just a little bit with the 10th verse, except we had lingered, surely now we had returned the second time. And their father Israel said unto them, verse 11, if it must be so now, do this, take the best fruits in the land of your vessels. So they had some things left there. Carry down the man a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds. And take double money in your hand. They had plenty of money. They just didn't have anything to eat. And the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Pre-adventure, it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise and go again unto the man. So he is, Jacob is giving permission. Israel here is giving permission to go ahead and go on down, go to the land of Egypt again to purchase some more food. This time he is sending a gift, and this gift, this present, will be presented to the second in command, the governor of the land, which actually is his son, Israel's son, and these boys, his brother. They at this time are not aware of that. They're taking this gift down to him, and it says, and take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks. And so is that the money that they had taken down originally, return it, and then they took double money on top of that. That's what it sounds like. Go ahead and take Benjamin, verse 13 says. Now look at verse 14. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your brother, your other brother, which is Simeon, and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved, left desolate. And that's exactly what Jacob and Israel here felt like, that he was just, he just had nothing left. It's all fallen apart. You know, have you ever been through a day like that, that just doesn't seem like anything is going right at all? And now he is being left alone. I mean, he has some other members of family, I'm sure, there. But basically, once again, the nine sons are leaving, and 10, counting Benjamin, so now 10 once again travel down. And the 15th verse, and the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of the house, bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the men brought the men into Joseph's house. Now you think about this. They're going right back down again. They do have Benjamin with them. They have either double money or triple the money that they originally had. And they're going in, and when they arrive, why, here we find that they're invited into Joseph's house. Now, you think about that. I mean, this is the governor, and these people here, there are people that come and go every day and have now for some time, for a couple of years, to buy food from Egypt, because Egypt has so much. And so, why are these people here being drawn out? Well, the only thing they can figure out is that, you know, we've got a problem here because somehow or other that money got back in our bags. Now, does Joseph think that we have stolen that money? And the men in verse 17 says that the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us and take us for bondmen and our asses. Now, you know, if they would look at all that Joseph possessed, what's the deal here? What's his point, other than the people are still, the brothers are still feeling guilty of what they had done with Joseph? Also, they have this great responsibility. They do love their father, and they have a great responsibility for returning Benjamin back to their father. And now here they are being invited into the house, feeling like they're probably going to all be put into slavery. For what reason? They sure don't understand. They have done nothing wrong other than what they had done originally to Joseph. And so you see, it is seeking them out, isn't it? It's finding them out. And now they're really concerned because they've been invited to Joseph's house, and they know this can't be good. It's kind of like that double money, the money back in their bag, you know, when they were going home. It can't be good. Well, it was. It was good. And they didn't enjoy it, did they? You know, and that's what happens sometimes. You know, a lot of times when, even when good things come upon us because of things we have done in the past, we don't enjoy it because there's guilt there. Well, we have the same thing here. These people, or these brothers, are feeling so guilty about what's going on that they're scared. They're afraid of what's taking place. They're afraid of what's going on here. And so as we continue now down through this beautiful story, when I say a story, I don't mean to take any of the power and the authority away from this, because this is God's precious word. But isn't it a beautiful story as we're reading it? And it's truth. You don't think for a minute that not one of these things didn't happen. It's not just a book that we're reading here and just some writer sat down to do it. Every word that is penned here has been promised by God, been sealed by God. It's God's word. It is truth. And so enjoy it. There's a purpose for it, and we're enjoying it. So I hope that you are. And so as we continue now, and they came near to the house, to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, just visited with him for a little bit, and they said, "Sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when they came into the inn, when they was traveling back, we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand." We brought it back again. "And other money we have brought down in our hand to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks." And, you know, they're really getting worried here. Can you see these ten now? Benjamin really doesn't know what's going on, other than he can feel and know the concern his brothers have for what's going on. And here we sit right here, very afraid and terrified of what's going on, and don't know who to talk to, which way to turn. We've got to have food. This is the only place in the whole world to come and buy food. We don't have a choice. And here we are. Now he's invited us to the door to dine with him, to eat with him at noon. And again, this can't be good. And so they're visiting with this steward of the house there. And in visiting with him, why they share with him what's going on. He says, "We don't understand this. We just don't understand." Well, they surely have not sought the Lord's will. They surely have not turned unto the Lord and asked the Lord to forgive them for what they have done to Joseph. And please set us free. Please, that you will, you know, give us wisdom, know what to do. Well, I don't believe they sought that at all. But they got a response from this man, this steward, that they sure didn't expect. He said, "Peace be unto you. Fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money." And then he brought in Simeon out unto them. So Simeon was gained now back with them. So now there is 11, and they are together. They've had the word of this steward that, don't worry, fear not, have no fear. Just peace, peace be unto you, he tells them. And then he says, your father, the God of your father, hath given you treasure in your sacks. He didn't say, my Lord, being Joseph. He said, your God, the God of your fathers, he's the one that saw fit to put that treasure back in your sacks. Now, look to see where Joseph gives the honor and the glory and the credit here. He gives it into the proper place, doesn't he? And it's a wonderful thing. Still, these boys are troubled. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender. So he fed their livestock that they brought down, the animals they brought to haul the food back on. He has taken care of this steward, has taken care of them. He has brought the brothers in, now the 11 being together, and they have washed their feet, and they have prepared for the meal. Now this was custom of the day. You'll find this back in many times that the world took on this custom. And so, and even, you know, we know the Lord Jesus. We find with him, with his disciples, this washing of the feet. And so it was a custom of that day, common. So it was done. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon. For they heard that they should eat bread there. When Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand unto the house, and bowed themselves to him on the earth. Remember the gift that Israel, Jacob, had provided. And we can go back, the best fruits of the land in their vessels, and came down with a man the present of balm and honey and spices and myrrh and nuts and almonds. And they prepared this little gift, and they put the money that returned with them and other money back to go down and buy this food. Now, they finally get the opportunity to go in before Joseph. They have waited. The time was set at noon, and they came, and they made ready the present to Joseph, and they came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. So they arrived on time. When Joseph came home, they brought him the present, which was in their hand, unto the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. Remember the dream. Remember the dream. Now, this wasn't just any old dream that we have in the middle of the night because of something we ate. This was a dream that God had given unto Joseph when he was very young. And it has happened now repeatedly that his brethren, now so far not his father, but his brethren have bowed themselves before him. Of course, they don't even know who it is. Look how the Lord's working all this out. And look at what it said up here in verse 23. Peace be unto you, fear not, your God, your God. And the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. Now, undoubtedly this steward must have had a little bit of insight. Joseph must have shared with him what was going on. Joseph must have shared with this man who these other men were. And what the purpose of all this was, because knowing Joseph and being so fair as he was, I'm sure that this would trouble some around him. Why are you doing this to these people? Because I don't think Joseph was doing that to anyone. And so I think he shared with this steward, his kind of right-hand man that was helping him with this deal as they were working it out here. And for him then to share and give this knowledge, peace be unto you, fear not, your father, your God, the God of your father hath given you these treasures. For him to share that and then again bring Simeon out. Well, now here they come. They've bowed themselves down before the governor of Egypt, this great man. And in verse 27, he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well, the old man of whom ye spake? Is he yet alive? Now, look at that. Isn't that something? Because last time, immediately, he wanted to know, who are you? Is your father alive? Is there others in the household? And yes, there's one. There's one that's not, being Joseph, and then there's one that is, which is Benjamin. And so now we find that he asks once again, is he yet alive? And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance, which is showed great respect unto Joseph. We have no idea what Joseph looked like, but we know that he was well dressed, because being in that leadership position, the governor, the one that's just one step below Pharaoh, that he had, you know, he couldn't have the old rags on or anything else. He was very well dressed and probably was raised up at a little higher level here, and these men bowed down themselves for them and was in very deep respect to them. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin. This is Joseph, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom ye spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. Look at that. Isn't that something? God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Rachel, the mother, the mother's son that spoke of here in verse 29 is the great love of Israel, of Jacob. And she had two boys. And now finally the two brothers are together again. The rest are all half-brothers. But this brother, Benjamin, is his full brother. And he says, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. And he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there. You see, upon seeing his brother, it was just, he did the same thing, if you'll remember, when he saw the other brothers. And they're just half-brothers. But now when he sees his younger brother, and you see, it's probably been about 22 years since he's seen him. 22 years have passed. Now that's a long time, and it looks to be that Joseph is somewhere about 40 years old. And so you think of this time period that has lapsed in all these years. This hasn't just been a year or two that has went on. He was employed as a servant, if you want to call that an employment, with the commander-in-chief of the army, if you'll remember right. That's who he was sold to originally. Then he was put in prison. Then he was brought back out of prison eventually and answered Pharaoh's dreams. Pharaoh put him into this position. And now we find that all this was for the purpose. But now that these 20-plus years have passed, that he has not seen Benjamin. And when he saw him, he just broke his heart that, oh, finally I've gotten to see. And he was in a good way, an excited way, a joyful way, that he was he just wept and cried. But, you know, in the position he was in, he couldn't let everybody see him do that. And so we find that he left very quickly and entered into his chamber and wept there. And when he had gotten himself back under control again, why, he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, "Set on bread, it's time to eat." And they set on for him by himself. So here is Joseph. And I thought, they probably thought that was a little bit strange, but being in the position that he is in, of authority that he was in, that's probably not too strange. But he sat here, then also the Egyptian, and then for them by themselves, so the 11 sons, brothers, 11 brothers, they all sat by themselves, and then the Egyptians, they all sat by themselves, because you see it's an abomination for an Egyptian to sit down and eat with a Hebrew. So we have Joseph by himself, we have the 11 sons, 11 brothers, by themselves, and then we have the Egyptians that were a part of this by themselves. So all this was put into place, and they sat before him, and the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one at another. Now did you catch that? Why was that something so strange? Why was that something so strange here? Well, if you'll look, how did he know who was the oldest to the youngest? Joseph had the name places there. He had them placed where to sit. And he set them accurately. He set them accordingly. He set them properly in age from the oldest to the youngest. Oh, this is, they're worried. They can't figure out what's going on. And he took and set messes or portions, their meal, before them. And as he did that, then he got to Benjamin. And of course, being his full brother, and being the one that he had not seen for all these years, and Benjamin had stayed home, and there was, you know, not much to eat, at least the brothers, as they came to Egypt and spent a little bit of time there, they had good meals, took food back. Now they're out of food again. And so he gave five times the amount of food to Benjamin. And so I'm sure that these brothers are wondering what's going on. Number one, how did he know? And you know, we're going to see as we continue to open God's Word here, the Lord Jesus does the same thing. You see, his people, his brother, the brothers, the nation of Israel, have refused him, have not recognized him, but there is going to be a day that he's going to reveal himself to them. Now, Joseph here is beginning to reveal himself to his brothers. What a beautiful story. I hope you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today. I hope you've come to Him by faith. I hope you enjoyed the study. Now please, as we go through each time, come by faith. The Holy Spirit convicting your heart today, call upon Him. Ask Jesus Christ into your heart. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?